Welcome to Shom Achshav on the Daf. Shir sponsor Lo Yinishmas Amiyak Hashem Malei Basitzchok. We're holding Yevamos Daf Kufei. This Daf has several different agatas, but we'll focus on the story that we have in Amud Beis. The story of Avdon was the Shamash of Rebbe. The Rebbe Shmuel, the son of Rebbe Yossi, came to learn Torah, and he was walking slowly into the room. So Avdon gave him Musar. It says, "How can you walk B'Rosh Yam Kodesh?" Rosh Yam Kodesh means you walk where everybody's sitting. And they were sitting on the floor. It doesn't look right. It's not something you're allowed to do. As Gemara brings many places. So told him, Rabbi Shmuel Bar Beisi, "I'm coming to learn Torah from Rabbi." And Avdon continued shepherding Rabbi Shmuel Bar Beisi. He says, "Who are you to learn Torah from Rabbi?" Shmuel Bar Beisi answered him that Moshe Rabbeinu was in the level to learn Torah from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. But you still see that Talmid could learn from a Rabbi even though he's not the same level. And we're not going to go into that part of the conversation, but the Maharal, in the beginning of Pirkei Avos, right away says, it says Moshe kibbol Torah mi Sinai. It doesn't say Moshe kibbol Torah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because Moshe is not on the level to get Torah from Hashem. He gets a certain Torah was revealed to him in Sinai. So in Echadami, Rebbe and Talmud don't have to be in the same level. But then the Gemara tells us that Avdon was sent out by Rebbe to check a woman for a chalitza. Shmuel Bar Beisi said in the name of Rebbe Yossi that you don't have to do it. And Rebbe told Avdon to stop. So then when Avdon was coming back, Rabbi Shmuel Bar Beisi told him, "What about the fact that you're not allowed to be walking on Rosh Yom Kodesh? You just told me not to walk while everybody's sitting. Why are you walking where everybody's sitting?" And Rabbi told Avdon, "Just stand where you are." And then Avdon got punished very severely. Two of his kids died. He got saras, and two of his daughters-in-law did a meal. And there's a few questions over here to ask. The main one is, why was Avdon only punished when he came back and he himself walked on Rosh Yom Kodesh? If he said something wrong to Rabbi Shmuel Bar Beisi by telling him not to walk, he didn't speak to him properly, so he should be punished right away when he said it. And also, what's pshat, the Biduk then came a Yevama, and there was a question that Rabbi Shmuel Bar Beisi had to answer, causing Avdon to go through the same process. What's the message over here? So the Chofetz Chaim in Shmiras Halosh and Shara Tfuna Perek Zayin says an unbelievable Yisoid. He brings the smack in mitzvah pei beis. He quotes a different mitzvah, but that's the correct place. And there the smack says that you are allowed to kill a roidif, any person who's running after somebody else to do an aveiro, like running after Nair Moroso, he's running after a zocher, after a male, or he's coming to do gnevo, bebachteris. So you're allowed to kill him. But it adds a smack in the footnote. He says in the name of Rival, someone who is killing a roidif needs to make sure that he is completely clean from that avero. Because if somebody is not clean from that avero, he cannot punish somebody else who is doing that avero. The one who wants to punish needs to be 100% clean. To go and punish somebody else, when the person punishing is also nagua in that avero, he also has part of that avero, he cannot punish the one who did the avero. He brings a rayo from the psukim that there was a king named Yehu, that Elisha told him to kill the house of Achav, because Achav was Oyved Avodah Zarah. But then, Yehu himself was also punished for that. Even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to kill Achav, because he himself was also involved in Avodah Zarah. You can't punish something for something that you yourself have that same problem. And says the Chofetz Chaim that teaches you about Lashon Hara. That if a person goes and says bad things about somebody else, even though he has Lashem Shemayim, he wants to come and stop the guy from doing something wrong. But if he himself is doing that same wrong thing, he cannot be successful in doing bimal b'pnei chaver, saying lashon hara, causing any harm to his friend. And that's what this story over here of Avdon is coming to teach us. Avdon was giving musar to Rabbi Shmuel Bar Beisi that he's pisal Rosh Yom Kodesh, he's walking among the talmidim sitting down. So the time he got punished is when he did that same specific aveir. Whatever he was claiming against Rabbi Shmuel Bar Beisi, he himself did the same thing. He came in when everybody's sitting down. Meaning he was also Oyver and Priseal Rosh Yom Kodesh. He had the same problem they had a Taina against. So if so, he has no right to embarrass the Shmuel Bar Beisi if he himself is in the go with the same problem. That's why once he did that, that's when he was punished, that he got saras, and his kids died, and his kals did immune, because once it was revealed that he has the same issue, now his Baal and Mafreya retroactively find out that he had no right to embarrass the Shmuel Bar Beisi Rabim. That's the explanation of Chofetz Chaim in the story of the Gemara. Anyone who wants to join the Shom Achshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.